This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, November 19th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On November 8th, the Bilaspur High Court in India ruled in favor of Christians who had been driven from their homes for refusing to convert to Hinduism. The court ruled that local authorities must facilitate the safe return of the Christians. 12 Christians from 3 villages initiated the case after Hindu radicals attacked them and destroyed their homes in September. Please pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ in India, ranked as the 10th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. Philippians 3 verse 8 says, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. Canada faces a new wave of coronavirus cases. Instead of another nationwide lockdown, only select Canadian provinces and territories are instituting lockdowns. The province of Manitoba recently shut down businesses deemed non-essential, in-person worship services, and social gatherings. And listen to this, the province also hired private security officers to crack down on violators of the coronavirus restrictions. This month marks 100 years since Russia became the first country in the world to legalize the murder of unborn babies. Since then, countries across North America, Europe, and Asia have legalized abortion on demand. Today, 176 countries allow for abortion at some level. In recent years, an estimated 73 million babies are murdered in the womb each year. Numbers 35 verse 33 says, So you shall not pollute the land where you are, for blood defiles the land, and no atonement can be made for the land, for the blood that is shed on it, except by the blood of him who shed it. California's Grace Community Church, led by Pastor John MacArthur, announced last week that they have been cleared of COVID-19 outbreak by Los Angeles County health officials. Only 3 coronavirus cases have been confirmed at the church. The church is now free from any outbreak-related requirements and restrictions. However, they still face a court case over continuing to meet in violation of coronavirus restrictions. With Georgia counties on track to finish their hand recount of ballots yesterday, state officials must certify their election results by Friday. Former Vice President Joe Biden's lead over President Donald Trump in Georgia fell from about 14,000 to under 13,000. The recount found thousands of ballots from multiple counties that were not counted, mostly for Trump. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign paid $3 million for a recount of 2 counties in Wisconsin, where Biden leads by 360,000 votes. Biden leads in the state, though, by just over 20,000 votes. 8 states are returning to coronavirus lockdowns as new daily cases are rising fast above the previous peak levels in April and July. However, weekly deaths from the coronavirus are still far lower than they were in April and July. States with new restrictions or lockdowns include New Jersey, Iowa, Michigan, California, Ohio, Oregon, Washington, and New York. Meanwhile, Mississippi Republican Governor Tate Reeves said his state would not join any nationally mandated lockdown. Moderna became the second U.S. company to announce a COVID-19 vaccine on Monday. Moderna completed Phase 3 trials of the vaccine with an efficacy rate of 94.5%. The development and production of the vaccine did not use cell lines derived from babies murdered in the womb. However, some of the confirmatory lab tests did use abortion-derived cells. The Beckett Law Firm released their second annual Religious Freedom Index report this week. The index rates respondents on a scale from 0 to 100, with 100 representing the highest level of support for religious liberty. Americans scored a 66 this year, slightly down from 67 last year. Americans scored highest in their support for individual religious liberty, but scored lowest on religious liberty in church-state relations. And finally, a hiker experienced a miraculous rescue and recovery after getting lost on Mount Rainier in Washington State last weekend. 45-year-old Michael Napinski was hiking with a friend on November 7th when a change of weather left him stranded in blizzard conditions. National Park Service rangers found Napinski the next day with barely a pulse before rushing him to the hospital where he was resuscitated. Napinski's relative Wendy wrote on Facebook, quote, "God is great. God bless all of the people who have prayed, rescued, and cared," end quote. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, November 19th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.